weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, lingering rain and snow showers early, otherwise cloudy skies, upper 30s around 40. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, patchy fog overnight. We'll see temperatures in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, fog early, otherwise cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, lower 20s. And for the weekend, we'll have partly sunny skies. Right now, it's 34.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Sign up underway for USDA's Quality Loss Adjustment Program. This program assists producers who suffered eligible crop quality losses due to natural disasters in 2018 and 19. Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce said this was a challenging program to put together.
It's been a little bit of a challenge to get to the place that we are today. How do you know what the universe is? How do you know what's out there? And so from that perspective, we reached out to a lot of different stakeholders for their input. And for that, we're very appreciative, whether it was in the Upper Plains, in the Southeast, and a whole bunch of other places across the country. A lot of different crops.
He talks about which crops are eligible for the program.
Crops that will be eligible will be those for which federal crop insurance or NAP coverage is available. Also, crops that were sold or fed to livestock or that are in storage currently or were in storage may be eligible as well. A producer's harvested eligible crop must have had at least a 5% loss reflected through a quality discount, or if it's a forage crop, a nutrient loss to qualify, a 5% quality loss.
And crop quality losses must have been a direct result of a qualifying disaster.
Another thing that's important and consistent with our other WIP Plus engagement is that losses must have been a result of a qualifying disaster event. And remember those from the WIP Plus legislation. These are some examples: hurricane, excessive moisture, flood, a qualifying drought, tornado, typhoon, volcanic activity, snowstorm, or wildfire, or a related condition that occurred in calendar years 2018 or 2019.
For more information, visit farmers.gov/quality-loss. Contact your local USDA service center. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the protests in Washington, D.C., along with protests across the nation regarding the presidential election, many political experts are saying that some of the protests may continue as 2021 progresses. But Dr. Neil Allen, political scientist from Wichita State University, thinks the protests could be avoided.
President Trump could stop this, or at least slow it down, by acknowledging that he lost the presidential election and avoiding saying things that aren't true about the results from November.
That audio from KWCH News. There are still ongoing investigations in court regarding voting irregularities. In other news, the Great Bend Police Department announced yesterday that a retired canine that worked with the department for several years has died. Fake News reports that the dog Lazar worked in the Drug Enforcement Department from 2015 to 2019 and was retired due to mobility problems. Lazar was having severe pain, and the Animal Medical Center decided that euthanizing the dog was necessary despite their best efforts. The American Network News.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustyEckFord.com.
An attorney says an incoming Kansas lawmaker who faced a possible attempt to oust him once he took office has reached a legal agreement with a woman accusing him of harassment to end an anti-stalking court order against him. The court order entered by state court judge last month against Representative-elect Aaron Coleman of Kansas City was a key reason for the potential attempt by fellow Democrats to expel the 20-year-old. Attorney Barry Grissom represents the woman who accused Coleman of harassing her last year and released a statement yesterday saying that the two settled her civil lawsuit that led to the judge's no-contact restraining order. In other news, Kansas Representative Jaclyn Turner has tested positive for COVID-19 while participating in the joint session of Congress that certified President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the Electoral College. Turner's office tweeted earlier this morning that the freshman Republican is, quote, not experiencing any symptoms at this time. In the tweet, he said he was following the advice of the House physician and Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidelines and not returning to the House floor for other votes. Turner took office on Sunday, representing the 2nd District of Eastern Kansas. Good America Network News.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska lawmakers have kicked off a new session with plans to redraw the state's political districts and promises to minimize the dysfunction that has crept into the legislature over the last several years. The new session began on a cordial note with newly elected Speaker of the Legislature Mike Hilgers pledging to treat all senators equally and ensure full and fair debate on all measures. Even so, lawmakers will face some contentious debates this year, including their once-a-decade redistricting ritual where they reshape the state's congressional and legislative districts. They'll also consider a proposal to build a new state prison to ease overcrowding and measures to address the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on Nebraska. A 23-year-old Scotts Bluff man is being held on a $300,000 bond following more than a year-long investigation into alleged sex trafficking of a minor. Ramon Lozoya was taken into custody on Monday. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas, 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Community Memorial Healthcare Marysville is making plans for how to make signing up for the coronavirus vaccine available to the public. A hotline voice inbox is now available for the public to call and add their name to a vaccine priority list. Placing your name on this list will not guarantee a place in line, but will help gauge public interest and help plan how to best address public vaccination once available. It's not known at this point if the hospital will receive vaccines for the public or if they'll be distributed through the county health department or both, but this will help shape a plan to be prepared. Those interested in placing their name in the registry can call 562-4474. That's 562-4474. You do not have to be a CMH patient to call this hotline. You will be asked to leave a voice recording with your full name, date of birth, phone number, and the name of your primary care physician. This secure line can only be accessed by credentialed CMH staff. Placing your name on this list does not guarantee a vaccine, but will help create a plan for the next steps in vaccinating the public. Again, the hotline number at CMH is 562-4474. The inmate who died last Thursday at the Gage County Detention Center in Beatrice has been identified as Mark Sean Hadley, age 53, of Wymore. He was found unresponsive in his cell and was transported to Beatrice Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Foul play is not suspected, with the results of a state patrol investigation and an autopsy, including a cause of death, are yet to be finalized. Mark Hadley was being held on multiple charges of first-degree sexual assault of a child and incest. A vacancy remains on the Washington City Council, effective through January 2022. Anyone interested in the position is asked to submit a letter of interest form to the city clerk's office. In order to be qualified, you must reside within the city limits of the city of Washington, must be a registered voter. The position will be open until filled. Application forms available at Washington City Hall or online at washingtonks.net. Seneca City Administrator Matt Reeder will leave his position for a similar position in Iola, Kansas, effective March 1st. His final day with Seneca will be February 5th. Reeder has been Seneca City Administrator since April 2013. A search process for his replacement will be initiated. Authorities responded to a vehicle rollover accident Wednesday morning north of Marysville on U.S. 77. Reportedly no serious injuries, no other immediate details available. Friday is the registration deadline for a calving school to be hosted at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids through the Marshall County Extension Office on January 13th. Guest speakers will discuss the normal calving process, when to intervene, how to manage a difficult birth, developing a system for lifetime health and performance, and a life-size cow and calf model. The registration begins at 6 p.m. with a program at 6:30 on January 13th at the Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. For details, contact Marshall County Extension. Registration is due this Friday. Gerald Jerry Keating, age 85, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, with a rosary at 7 at the St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Jerry Keating. Jeffrey L. Parks, age 58, of Boca Raton, Florida, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 10:30 in Pawnee City, with a Worry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Jeff Parks. Margaret M. Nieberding Starr, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Margaret Nieberding Starr. Denny R. Luchemeyer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Danny Luchemeyer.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this low pressure system that's bringing some rain and snow showers across the central parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east southeast. In our area, it looks like we're just going to see cloudy skies as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. With upper level flow, we'll continue to see cloudy skies continuing as we head into tomorrow night, before hopefully we see a little bit of some sunshine on Saturday. Otherwise, dry weather will continue through the weekend, even into the early parts of next week. It looks like we'll see temperatures across the central parts of the Midwest ranging in the 30s. So across the area, lingering rain and snow showers early, otherwise cloudy skies, upper 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northeast. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, upper 30s. And tomorrow night, we'll continue with clouds in the lower 20s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
New masks have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Come in today to see the new styles, which are a fitted pattern to reduce glasses fog. They come in adult and kid sizes and in both everyday and holiday prints. Reflections is also stocking sweaters and winter accessories, so you can always look sharp and stay warm. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature early January, 40. Record high in this state, 70. The average low, 17. The record low is 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:20.
People like all different kinds of cars, but there's one thing everyone wants in a car: quality. Same thing's true with your car loan. New or used, buy or lease, you want quality in your car and in your car loan.
For a quality car loan, you know who to turn to. With great rates and personal service, shop like a cash customer with a quality car loan from us. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Old-time weather watchers were keen observers of repeating patterns in nature. We will share some of their observations about January on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 7th, the seventh day of the year. Singer Kenny Loggins celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1927, the Harlem Globetrotters played their first game in Hinckley, Illinois. There's no shortage of old-time weather wisdom concerning January, one of the harshest months of the year. Here's a few proverbs you can put to the test. Fog in January, says one legend, brings a wet spring. St. Hilary Day on the 13th is said to be the coldest day of the year. And snow naturally features prominently in January weather lore. One axiom says, if snow begins at mid of day, expect a foot of it to lay. Another goes, when snow falls dry, it means to lie. But flakes light and soft bring rain off. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Young Backhoe and Trenching proudly supports the Nemaha Central Thunder Athletics and says thank you to the coaches and parents for being the unsung heroes the players look up to for guidance and support. Let's go, Thunder, from your fans at Young Backhoe and Trenching in Seneca, 1808 North Street. Farm Bureau Insurance Page Link agent applauds the Sabetha Blue Jays winter athletes who work hard to show the opposition what they are made of. Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Paige Link in Sabetha, committed to helping you prepare for the future and protect what matters most. Here to make insurance simple for you.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday. Quentin Grimes scored 20 of his 22 points in the second half as 11th-ranked Houston rallied for a 73-63 win over Wichita State. After shooting 1 from 6 from the field in the first half, Grimes was 5 of 11 in the second, including 4 of 6 on three-pointers. He also had 9 rebounds. Tyson Etienne had 25 points and 8 rebounds, and Dexter Dennis scored 18 points for the Shocks, whose 5-game winning streak came to an end. Kansas State Athletics, in conjunction with university and county medical officials, have announced it's continued the pause of all women's basketball activities following the most recent COVID-19 test results and contact tracing procedures. K-State women's basketball is currently unable to meet the roster thresholds to play games established by the Big 12 Conference for the 2020-21 season. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas Mid-American at Work Sports.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The newest grain export sales report from the USDA for the week ending December 24th shows that 2020 wound up on a positive note. Soybean export sales for 2020-2021 crops surpassed analysts' expectations. In fact, the trade was looking for sales ranging between 7 and 25 million bushels. However, the new figure passed those estimates. Sales jumped 74% from the previous week to 33.7 million bushels. Export sales cancellations also rose 23% to 7.9 million bushels. However, one article says that's not surprising because a recent run-up in the price of soybeans likely caused some price resistance among smaller buyers. Weekly export sales for 2020-2021 corn also surpassed market expectations. In the report, forecasters were looking in the range of 19 to 39 million bushels, but USDA reported a 55% increase in week-over-week sales to 43.1 million bushels. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
The Cleveland Browns continue to work virtually while trying to get a handle on a COVID-19 situation that's knocked coach Kevin Stefanski out of Sunday's playoff game in Pittsburgh. Stefanski says he feels well despite contracting COVID-19, but that he's obviously disappointed he'll have to miss Cleveland's first playoff game since the 2002 season. Stefanski was one of five positive tests for the Browns this week. He's working from home as the team's facility remains closed. Kansas State University warning that the spring semester could begin online because the coronavirus continues to rage in the surrounding community and statewide. K-State President Richard Myers said this week that indicators the university monitors to make decisions are not moving in a positive direction. College hoops action on tap in Kansas. The K-State Wildcats and Oklahoma State Cowboys Saturday at 7 p.m. The Oklahoma Sooners and the KU Jayhawks also Saturday at 7. Have a great Thursday, everyone. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY has basketball covered, with high school basketball the topic on our Coach's Corner, as we visit with area boys and girls basketball coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Diller Odell and Southern Monday, Centralia and Axtell Tuesday, Hanover and Lynn Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Tune for Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Area games live on FM 95.5, plus Kansas and Kansas State college basketball.
It's time to break out the seeds and potting mix to start your garden plants indoors. You'll save money, increase your variety of plants, and jumpstart the growing season when you start seeds under LED grow lights. Fluorescent tubes used to be the standard because they provided a wide spectrum of light needed for plant growth and flowering. They were relatively inexpensive and readily available. Unfortunately, they used significant amounts of electricity and needed to be replaced every few years. Then many gardeners shifted to full-spectrum fluorescent grow lights. Many last longer than the older and larger fluorescent tubes, but new LED grow lights provide even better light intensity with much less energy. Fortunately, LED light prices have dropped, and if you consider they typically use half the energy of fluorescent tubes, provide consistent light quality, and last up to five times longer, the long-term savings outweighs the initial investment. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Reports say the lights in this home made it seem like night had been turned to day. In fact, the lights were so bright, people from across the city came to view them. So exactly how much light did they come to see? The surprising answer is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Tricia Adams shares the story of a famous home in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Henry built the home kind of up on the hill to overlook the paper mill that he oversaw that was located down on the Fox River.
It's called Hearthstone. Henry Rogers had it built in 1882. The story of how the home became famous begins with a fishing trip Rogers took during his home's construction.
On this fishing trip, there happened to be a gentleman who worked for Thomas Edison. And this gentleman was a salesman and apparently a pretty good salesman. Henry Rogers had never seen a light bulb before. And by the end of this fishing trip, he had decided to buy a hydroelectric generator to install in the paper mill and then decided he wanted to install the electric lights into the house that he was building as well.
They installed gas piping, too, just in case the electricity didn't work. The gas was never used, though.
It became the first house in the world to have electric lights powered by hydroelectricity using the Edison system.
On September 30th, 1882, the electric lights were turned on for the first time.
Newspaper reports or people standing outside, and they say the minute the lights turned on, it was as bright as day in here. By today's standards, it's about a 7-watt light bulb, and they considered it to be as bright as day, I guess, compared to candles and lamps.
Roger's daughter became famous for her use of the home's electric lights.
She loved to play lawn tennis, and there are some newspaper accounts where they talk about her running the electric lights outside so that she could practice in the evenings.
The original lighting remains, and the home is an attraction in this city yet today. Traveling the countryside in Appleton, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
Hi, here are your chicken slingers. Have a supersonic day.
Oh, heaven.
So you think chicken is heaven?
Oh my gosh, it's yes. I love that the bunch toaster and the chicken's cooked to the crisp. It is perfect.
The Chicken Slinger or Spicy Chicken Slinger for only $2.49. A juicy all-white meat filet topped with pickles in either mayo or spicy ranch. All just 350 calories or less. Only at Sonic. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins. Hours may vary. Mobile ordering available only at select locations.
KNDY.
Lactating cows are susceptible to an infection called mastitis that can affect their milk supply. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A healthy diet and clean environment can minimize the risk as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Lactating cow that seems ill might have mastitis. Animal science professor Joe Hogan at Ohio State University says mastitis is an inflammation of the mammary gland caused by bacteria. The pathogens are transferred from cow to cow or picked up in their environment. There are two types of mastitis, subclinical and clinical. Subclinical is not visibly apparent and must be detected by a lab test. With a clinical case of mastitis, the cow will show signs.
You either have abnormalities in the milk or the gland swollen or the cow shows signs of illness. If she's ill, she'll run a temperature. She'll not eat as much. She'll have pain. She'll reflex to touch to the udder. You can see some swelling and redness in the teats if they're a color that you can detect color change in.
Mastitis can be treated with antibiotics, but Hogan says in the majority of cases, the cow's immune system will clear it up. Keep her immune defenses up so she can fight infection.
There's two ways to control mastitis. You can either increase the cow's resistance, which we can do, but only to a certain point. And then the other way, which has had far more success, is hygiene in her environment.
Hogan says the primary source of environmental bacteria that causes mastitis is soiled bedding materials. When the cow lies down, the teats come in contact with manure and other contagions. It's important to clean her stall daily and add fresh bedding. Hogan recommends inorganic materials such as sand, which inhibits the growth of pathogens. If you milk her, make sure your sanitation procedures are in order to avoid spreading infection. Learn more about controlling mastitis at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
January is Glaucoma Awareness Month, and Lifetime Vision Center takes this time to remind you not to gamble where eyesight is concerned. Remember to always get regular checkups. From Dr. Wright, Dr. Crotty, and Dr. Wellsand at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City. Excellence in eye care.
Yeah. Did you make resolutions for the new year? You know, most people do, but a lot of people, well, they break those resolutions. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So here's the reason it's hard to keep resolutions. Most of them just aren't realistic, like losing 20 pounds in a month or organizing all of your closets and your garage by spring. And if you don't meet those goals, you're almost always guaranteed disappointment. So here's an idea for a realistic and meaningful resolution. Find more contentment in life. Just for a moment, think less about all the ways you want to improve yourself and your environment, and think more about your relationship with God and how He guides you to live your life. When you seek contentment, you'll find the clarity to make the right decisions for just about everything, how you use your time and money wisely, and how to give the best of yourself to others. When you're content, you'll know what your resolutions or goals should be, and you'll know you're on the right path that God has set out for you.
A former Secretary of Agriculture with an urgent call to beef up research. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Dan Glickman was the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture from 1995 to 2001 when Bill Clinton was president. At a recent Farm Foundation forum, Glickman suggested the Biden administration make research a priority.
This pandemic has been a national security, a food, farm, and agricultural nightmare. And so the first thing I would say for the future is adequate spending for the research agenda to protect farmers, ranchers, consumers, and our food supply generally.
Glickman also wants more research in the USDA's nutrition programs.
The science of nutrition is particularly important. It also ties rural and urban America together much more significantly than we need to do. So that would be the second thing, nutrition, adequate funding, research, and determining how nutrition and health and medicine relate to each other.
And says Glickman, agriculture needs to help fix the climate change problem.
What we in agriculture need to do is to be a party to all of this, not to fight it, but to participate with it. This is not a political issue, climate change. This is an economic issue of survival for farmers and ranchers.
Tomorrow, former Ag Secretary Ann Veneman. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Sign-up is underway right now for the USDA's Quality Loss Adjustment Program. The program assists producers who suffered eligible crop quality losses due to natural disasters in 2018 and 2019. Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says this was a challenging program to put together.
It's been a little bit of a challenge to get to the place that we are today. How do you know what the universe is? How do you know what's out there? And so from that perspective, we reached out to a lot of different stakeholders for their input. And for that, we're very appreciative, whether it was in the Upper Plains, in the Southeast, and a whole bunch of other places across the country. A lot of different crops.
Fordyce explains which crops are eligible for the program.
Crops that will be eligible will be those for which federal crop insurance or NAP cover is available. Also, crops that were sold or fed to livestock or that are in storage currently or were in storage may be eligible as well. A producer's harvested eligible crop must have had at least a 5% loss reflected through a quality discount, or if it's a forage crop, a nutrient loss to qualify, a 5% quality loss.
And he says those quality losses have to be the direct result of a qualifying disaster.
Another thing that's important and consistent with our other WIP plus engagement is that losses must have been a result of a qualifying disaster event. And remember those from the WIP plus legislation. These are some examples. Hurricane, excessive moisture, flood, a qualifying drought, tornado, typhoon, volcanic activity, snowstorm, or wildfire, or a related condition that occurred in calendar years 2018 or 2019.
For more information, visit farmers.gov/quality loss or contact your local USDA service center. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
The Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 112 years. At the Farmers Cooperative, we're constantly looking for ways to help our producers become more successful. Allow us to serve you with our quality people, products, and services. We would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business, and we're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, farmers in the first few months of this year will be making decisions regarding 2021 ARC and PLC. That's Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage Risk Management Programs. The decision will be based largely on what producers think the price of crops will be in the coming months, according to Gary Stickney, economist at the University of Illinois.
Farmers for the remainder of this farm bill will have a decision to make by March 15th, the same day as crop insurance final date. So farmers have the opportunity this year to not only set their crop insurance policy, but their commodity title program. And again, that will continue throughout this year.
Schnitke says for now, it's okay to wait a while before making those decisions.
Waiting isn't necessarily a bad thing because we'll know more about what prices look like, but we're already getting questions about what that choice should be. And I guess we would sort of focus on, for corn, think about PLC. Soybeans, maybe ARC County, although that's a tougher call, and wheat, probably PLC.
However, he says at the current price levels in the market, none of the commodity title programs will make payments this year. Letting the market develop in the days ahead of the deadline should provide a better picture on what farmers should decide. And USDA allocating more than $70 million supporting 383 projects under the Plant Protection Act Section 7721 program to strengthen the nation's infrastructure for pest detection and surveillance, identification, threat mitigation, as well to safeguard nursery production systems to respond to plant pest emergencies. Universities, states, federal agencies, non-governmental organizations, nonprofits, and tribal organizations carry out the selected projects in 49 states, the District of Columbia, Guam, and Puerto Rico. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Fairbury Livestock Company says thank you, buyers and sellers, for keeping the auctions going for over 30 years. From everyone at Fairbury Livestock Company in Fairbury, cattle sales every Tuesday, family-owned business since 1990. Call the Cattle Barn at 402-729-3341.
2021 looks to be a good year for grain producers. If you raise animals or produce ethanol, it might be more of a challenge. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
With all the problems 2020 brought, we're all wondering what's in store for 2021. The coronavirus brought billions of dollars of aid to American farmers and ranchers, but producers shouldn't count on more federal payments to aid farm income. However, some analysts say the agricultural outlook for this year has some positivity, especially for grain producers. Tanner Emke is the manager of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. He says there will be more opportunities for grain marketing and international exports.
We're heading into the year with contract eyes on soybeans. We're assuming this is going to carry forward for the most of next year, where you've got the Chinese rebuilding their hog herd. They've lost significant crops in that part of the world due to typhoons and flooding. You've got La Nina tightening supplies, potentially even more down in South America with Brazilian and Argentine yields dropping. And so this is all creating an export opportunity for us.
It's not a great story for grain end users. For livestock producers, poultry feeders, and ethanol producers, it's going to be a higher cost environment, which will cut into margins. However, there may be new opportunities on the horizon. In light of COVID-19, there have been changes in consumer trends.
Especially with meat and in dairy products, there may be new marketing opportunities here that may emerge with the changing U.S. economy. We have a different type of consumer that's buying more from retail and less from food service. So if you're in animal protein and dairy, there could be opportunities here that didn't exist before.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about what 2021 may hold for farming at agriculture.com.
The new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups are available at the Otis Motor Company in Marysville. With the new Silverado 1500 model, it's the High Country Edition, a Chevy Silverado 3500 HD, and a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. Test drive yours today at the Otis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Still a lot more green popping up on the board in the livestock. Still struggling in the rest of the markets today. February live cattle right now still down 20 cents to 114.80. April is down up 2 pennies now to 119 and 30 cents. June sitting 12 cents higher to 115.07. Over in the feeder cattle, mostly green here. 85 cents up for January up to 136.62. March is up 95 cents to 137.52. In the lean hogs, we still see it mixed here. February down 27 cents to 69.5. April lean hog sitting 37 cents in the green to 73.37. Over in the soybeans, we see a lot of red here. Nothing positive at all on this end. January soybeans are sitting 12 and 3 quarters down to 13.52.5. March sitting 14 and 3 quarters down to 13.46 and 3 quarters. May sitting 15 and a quarter lower to 13.45. In the meal, January down 6.10 right now to 4.37.20. March sitting 7.10 down to 4.31.20. And the soybean oil, we still see green here. Red as well. 21 cents lower in January to 44.18. March is sitting 34 cents lower to 43.50. Over in the grains, we still see, again, a lot of red. A little bit of green tried to pop up, but not much. March corn down right now 1.5 to 493.5. May sitting 1 point down to 495. On the KC wheat side, down 6.5 for March to 597. May sitting 6.25 down to 601.25. Over in the cotton today, we saw them start off in the red, bounce up into the green a little bit. Now they've dropped back down into the red again. So a lot of movement in the cotton markets today. March cotton is down 9 cents currently to 79.97. The May cotton sitting 7 cents in the red to 80.78. July sitting 10 cents lower to 81.41. Real quick, in the energies market, we do see mostly green here. Crude oil for February up 23 cents. Unleaded gas is up a hair, and heating oil and natural gas are both in the green as well.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain.
Heat, drought, wind, hail, northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot. If your corn is under stress, you are too. Get Veltima fungicide, swift activity, with fast payback, an expanded application window. Makes life simple, and it's the secure choice. With powerful residual for visibly healthier corn. Swift, simple, secure. Veltima fungicide. Call your BASF rep today. Always read and follow label directions. Veltima fungicide is not registered in all states.
Sentinel, the industry-leading liquid row monitor from Surefire Ag, eliminates costly mistakes that could subtract revenue from your bottom line. Sentinel utilizes your existing in-cab display to provide instant notification of flow variances and row blockages. Left undetected, these errors leave ugly yellow rows and fewer bushels in the bin. And unlike competing products, Sentinel uses EMAG flow meters with zero moving parts, creating reliability that is second to none. Sentinel is the smart choice that pays for itself. Learn more at SurefireAg.com.
Help your feedlot cattle finish strong. New Lactopro NXT from MS Biotech, given at terminal processing, helps cattle manage the stress of a trip through the chute. Lactopro NXT contains the patented rumen bacteria Mega-E to help regulate pH and improve rumen health. Learn about the benefits of Lactopro NXT at msbiotech.com.
I've been waiting for so long.
Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.